speaker is a gentleman that he was here when I got here. He's from the Lower Mountain Highlands area. His home group is based on Attraction, which is a Sunday night meeting in Altoona. Speaking on the topic of sponsorship, let me introduce to you Bill G. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. My name is Bill G. I'm an addict. Hi, if you can't tell, I'm nervous as hell. I see some people up in here who have some more time than I do, and I wanna be a heavy hitter like them. My disease say, oh man, go get the books and get that stuff together and hit it up. So when you leave about it, they be like, oh man, he's somebody. But unfortunately, I'm just another dope fiend trying to get the day clean. Sometimes hour by hour, moment by moment, just for the day, whatever works. When I say dope fiend, I hope I don't offend nobody, but you old timers know what I'm talking about. Dope fiend means everything in the book. If it make me feel good, it give me that special little ooh-ah. Everybody say ooh-ah. You know. That I'm on it. Unfortunately, I'm economically depressed right now, and I can't do none of that. I've been frustrated. I can't use. I can't buy nothing. I got married, so I can't do nothing. We ain't got no money, so I can't eat a lot. Man, my life is, woo! I tell you what, imaginability and craziness. But what I want to say is, what I really want everybody to do is to go to everybody else to the left or right of you and say, you're a miracle. Because if you don't believe that, yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're a miracle. You're a miracle. And that by the grace of God, of your understanding or be good or your direction, whatever you believe in, the Spirit, whatever, we are miracles. Because I don't know about you, and I'll get on sponsorship. One thing as a sponsor, I must always remind myself that I'm the dope fiend that peeked through the window. I'm the dope fiend that sells the body that's dead. I pick it up, I put it on my shoulder, I say, hey, here's the body you want back. I'm the guy to take the TV through the bathroom window. Now, they didn't have plasmas back in my day, so, you know, floor models hard to take it through a window. I'm the guy that sell anything and everything. I'm the guy that walks around in the neighborhood with no shoes on because, you know, I had to sell my shoes. When I sponsor someone, they need to know who I am. That I'm no better than you. That I ain't got it better than you. That this ain't about material things. This ain't about what I got on my back. This ain't about what I say at this podium. This ain't what I say. This is what I do. But one thing I don't do is use. It'd be hard on some days. I think sponsorship, I've never wanted to be a sponsor. I see other sponsors go through that, you know. I don't want to do that. I'm self-centered. I just want to get mine. Let me get mine. I ain't got no time to give you yours. Help you get yours. But you know, God is funny. God is funny. He throws some people in your direction. Back in the day, we used to grab you up, snatch you up out. Come on, you need to get clean. Come on, let's get clean. Let's get clean. You need to work some steps. You need to get your life together. Now, it's a little bit softer now. We don't say it in the meet nor in front of the meet. We used to try to take you in the alleyway. Get your shit together. But back in my day, where they sponsored, I sponsored the same way, I'm up in your face. Because, see, I know this is a deadly disease. I know this disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful. I know this disease got my number. I know just because I decided not participate, it ain't stopped. It's looking for me at every turn. From the bag to Oodle for noodles my wife and me have been eating. With 9.5 years clean. From the wheel not working on the SUV that I thought I needed. From my mother-in-law being sick and in the home. From my ball pooping on the floor. It's working. It's there. He on my couch with his legs crossed with his Newport. And he's smoking good. And he waiting for my little dumb butt to go ahead and do something. So what I know is about sponsorship, it's very important that when I sponsor someone, they see my life. They need to know that it ain't the lottery. It ain't about the gold chain. It's about getting spiritually fit. It's about being able to deal with life on life terms daily. Not just yesterday, not tomorrow, but right now, this very moment. So I'm going to ask y'all that real quick, moment of silence, so, because I need to let God come in. Because see, I'm a dope fan. And I told you, I want to shine. I want to look good. I want y'all to be like, oh, let's get Bill G down here. Better not do it. Because I come here. See, I'm sick. My sponsor said, oh, you sick. That's why I got you. You just like me. They said, you ain't got no better. I said, yes, I did. Glad I cut you out right now. So I'm moving south just real quick. Calm it down. Because we need God to come in. I need my God to come in here. And I need the disease of addiction to sit over there on that stool and nod his head and say, damn, I can't get him today. Like I said before, I never really wanted to be a mentor or somebody's role model. I'm like Charles Barkley. You know, when the kid smack, I ain't trying to be your role model. Because you know why? Because that means I gotta be responsible. And I'm not a very responsible human being a lot of times. I don't want you to see my faults, and I don't want you to see that I don't do everything right. Internally, I have a little sickness inside called ego and prestige. I want you to think I'm okay all the time. But for real, I don't know about you, a lot of times I'm in turmoil. I'm caught up. I'm in some stuff. And so I never really wanted to be a sponsor, but something funny happened. I live in an area where, you know, we have a migrating population of recovering people in and out. Usually I get those people that like want to stay like, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. And I mean, you really can't form too much of a good relationship and stuff, right? It really, 3 or 4 weeks, you know, they just want to, not you. They ain't trying to work on what got them there to use it. They ain't trying to hear, you know, you got some shit wrong with you. They ain't trying to hear that. I just don't want to pick up that crap. Because I got a drug problem, not a recovery, not a person problem. So I kind of stay away from the people, right? And some people, in our area don't like that, but that's safe for me. Because I need to look out for me. Because I come first for real. Because if I ain't right, nothing else ain't right. But I was fortunate enough to have a lot of great gentlemen in the process. They're dead now. They was here 20, 30 years ago, and they're not here around. And they taught me a lot of great things. They gave me a lot of great insight on this thing called the disease, the steps, spirituality, all that stuff. And I absorbed that stuff and kept it in my pocket. You know, when they say, you know, take some stuff and use it and put some stuff on the shelf, well, you get some sponsees, man, you get all that shit off the shelf. Ah! What's wrong with you? Here, take that. Get away from me. So, like, you know, I was sponsored for a while, then I stopped. Because, like, I'm really from the old school. You know, I'm from down on the bottom. And, like, you know, big hands. You know, puss. And when the people come in, like, you know, I know. See, I know because God told me that this rough to come through that door. That when we come through that door, man, we messed up. And we need somebody to believe in us. We need somebody to say it's going to be all right. Just come on. See, I know that. So, like when you can hear me talk, that's how I do it. I get fired up. You want to do this? Yes? Let's go box with the devil. Let's whoop that boy's ass. Because I'm with you 100%. A lot of times I get so emotionally caught up, so emotionally attached, so much believing in them that I lose myself. I start controlling. I start trying to tell you what you need to do. You start telling me I ain't going to do it. Then I want to get my bat, my car that I carry. I want to hit you with it. You go get your bat. Before you know, we bat. And nothing's done. I'm so emotional about helping someone. Because God helped me. You helped me. You pulled me up out of the depths of despair and desperation because you gave me a hug. You said it's going to be all right. You told me that here's some stuff. You led me down a path that I didn't even know existed. I'm from Pittsburgh. Only path I know is Centenary Avenue, Fifth Avenue, Robinson Court, Francis Street. I don't know no other paths. And I needed somebody. So I do the same thing for them. And sometimes they ain't ready for that. See, back in the day, when this fellowship wasn't that tight, we needed that. Come on, you coming with me. Man, there was this lady in Pittsburgh named LaRona. She's about this tall. I don't know if y'all, anybody from Pittsburgh know her? Oh, my God. She what do you want? You want to get clean? Come on. You can't even talk. She's so big. She worked at the steel mill. I don't care how bad you thought she was on the streets, but, man, that woman knocked you out. It's embarrassing to be knocked out of Dr. Cox's normal speech. Everybody tell everybody. By the time you get to the other side of town, everybody know you. Man, you got beat up, huh? You thought you knew something. So that fire, and guys like Herky, you might not know these guys, but these guys, these people showed me and gave me the direction how to do when someone asked me to be their sponsor. And I do it in a fiery way. I think being a sponsor is a real powerful thing. It's not a me thing. It's not even a not cause not mistake. It's a God thing. Because as we have on, I think it's on Eric's shirt, reach one, touch one, whatever that is. See, I got to get well, not for just for me. Oh, yeah, it's going to benefit me. But God didn't get me well for me. He got me well to help the next dude to come in here just like me. You know, he got the guy who come in here who sold his body. He got the guy in here who put his hand on people. That guy who slept in the cemetery. That guy who come through that door. He got me well, so I can say to that guy, so I can tell that guy, look, man, I'm just like you. Like, I know what it is to have nowhere to live. I know what it is when the doors are locked. That's what we bring. That's the stuff we bring. See, we be bringing the book and all that, and we get all intellectual. But really, we bring the body and spirit to that other human being who is suffering, who don't know nothing, who is terrified and scared, who wants this thing so bad, but just don't know how to get it. That's why we here. And I didn't understand it at first. I thought I was supposed to be a guru teacher. And then I got some sponsors that tore me up a little bit. Had one steal from me. Had one run up in the house. Snatch, you know. I had a couple other ones, you know, tell my intimate stuff of what's going on in my household. I had some stuff. I had some ones that just walked away because they couldn't deal with the intensity that I believe that you need to have in this. This isn't, okay, I'm going to do some recovery today. This is a lifetime thing. If I use like you use, you know how vital it is to stay on point. I don't know, no dope fiend, crackhead, pill popping, prostitute pimp that wasn't on point when they need to get it. So why I ain't on point in here? And that's the kind of vigor I bring. And they usually say, I ain't trying to hear that. And that's all right because it may not be. So I learned in the sponsorship piece is to sit back and allow someone to come to me. Allow God to bring that human being to me. And when I start doing that, guess what happened? I start getting people who were just like me, who wanted it like me. Now, they may not did the same things I did, but they had the same desire. They had the same will. They had the same want to get this thing. I'm a firm believer in the basic text. See, it tells us in that book that all y'all got some bright ideas, including me, about that book, about that knowledge. But there's only the true knowledge is in the book. And it's up to interpretation. And our interpretation comes from our experiences. Eric shared earlier as he opened up the meeting that this, don't get it messed up, this ain't just a Johnstown Western Pennsylvania. This is a worldwide fellowship. This book can be interpreted in so many different languages, but in so many different ways. That's why the sponsorship piece is so powerful, because you got many different people who are successfully do this program can get successful type of different type of ways of doing it. Because what worked for me don't work for you. That's why you allow God to bring those people into your life. And when you do that, it becomes a connection. You know, just last night, see, I'm tired. I got mother-in-law in the home. But she ain't at home no more. But for 3 months, we've been traveling, doing this crazy thing, trying to be responsible and do this thing. God has afforded us the ability to do that, me and my wife. And afforded me to do that, too. But doing all that, you know, I was tired. I went to go try to play basketball. I'm pretty at 50. I'm trying to run with them young boys, you know. I'm farting. I'm leg bent over. You know, you know, I'm doing all that. You know how we, come on, old guys, don't play. So I get done. I figure I'd do that to get relaxed, because I know how important it is for me to come up in here and do God's work and not my work. And my wife says, you need to go play ball. I said, I ain't going. I don't think I'm going to steady up. But I forgot, Eric and them said, you got to pick the topic. You know how that works. When you pick a topic, that's God picking the topic for you. So let's move on real quick. So last night, my sponsee, right, because I don't push no sponsee no more. If you don't want it, I got to know. It's like you don't want it, well, I can't make you get it. But I have a sponsee in my life today that our relationship, like when he chose me, he said, yeah. I saw your big black ass in the back. Excuse the expression. Yeah. He's a white guy, too, now. And he said, but he wear Nike all day long, so, you know, he got a little soul in him. My man, though. He said, man. And I thought, man, I want someone tough. I want someone that don't take no shit. I want someone, you know. I said, yeah, I know. You don't want me then. And I'm worse than all that. I heard you sharing, and you just say anything. Yeah, because I've been given the freedom to say anything. He said, well, I want you to be my sponsor. I want you to be my sponsor. And I pretty much fell out, because, like, you know, it's been a while. See, you got to understand, a lot of people want me to sponsor them, because, you know, like, I ain't the NA guru. I don't have that guru thing going on. I ain't got, look, I smoked crack for about 15, drank for about another 15. I ain't got no brain cells. My wife will tell you, I don't remember shit. I say, so-and-so. She said, who? You know so-and-so. I don't know their name. They be standing beside me. So, he said, I want you, and I had another guy, he said, okay, I want you to be my sponsor, because you don't take no shit. I need it rough. I said, all right now. I want you to read something before you even ask me to do anything. There's some questions right before we get to the steps in here to ask some very vital questions. Do you really, really believe you want to quit using? Do you really, really believe? Do you really want this? And ask some other questions. Do you realize jails, institutions have controlled your life? Some various questions. Because I need to know, do you know? Because I already know. And so he did the step work. And he started doing some more work. Matter of fact, he got like a little junkie. He started chasing me around. And unfortunately, he got a car. And he could catch me. He'd be knocking at the door. What's up? Let's get busy. Nigga, I ain't went to the bathroom yet. How am I gonna get busy with you? I love him. Because it was a two-way street. We talked about that. And I wanted that pamphlet. I thought my man had it in his book bag. I was gonna snatch it. But I said, no, don't do the pamphlet. God told you to go up there by yourself. You don't need no equipment. And in that asking me to be a sponsor, I was a little nervous, a little trepidatious, because I don't think I do it like everybody else. I don't think I speak the language of Narcotics Anonymous like everybody else. I speak it in my language, in my experiences. You know, and I come from a different time, maybe. You know, some of these young guys don't want to hear it the way You know, like me and my man, we could sit down and talk. He'd be like, bam, bam, I'd be like, bam, bam, bam. I tell it to young, oh, what? No, no, no. He heard my story once. He heard that I did some things. I did some stuff. And so we became that, and we did some work. And right now, like last night, you know, he popped up at like 12 o'clock. Let's do some step work. What? 12 o'clock? I'm falling out. I'm trying to get busy, maybe. I'm trying to do something. But I ain't trying to do no step work. I ain't trying to go into two boxes. I ain't trying to hear what God want me to tell him. I want to be real selfish. And last night, we was working on some step work. And every time we do it, because right now, you know, I need to say my life, me and my wife's life is really terrible right now. It's in chaotic and confusion. It's really bad, and it's not that great. Oh, yeah, we love each other and everything, but outside, life is just really sucks. And one thing about doing some sponsorship work is that, like, it brings you back to what it brings you back. And, you know, like we're doing the second step, you know, power grading yourself stuff. And, like, you know, like, as I explained it to him, I remember that I need to do some of that shit, too. I'm hitting all these points. I'm thinking, well, I ain't doing that, you know. And another point about that is that, like, when you become a sponsor, right, also, it's a God thing, it's a narcotics thing, but it's a human thing. Because it tells us in our basic text, and I ain't no hookupper, but what I do know is it says that, like, the therapeutic value of one addict helping another without parallel. I mean, you can't get no closer than the sponsor and the sponsee. You can't get no, it's the hit. Because y'all share some intimate stuff, I would hope. I would hope that, like, where our sponsor is, I tell my sponsor, this is me. There ain't no illusion about this. Hello. Life on life terms happen. The rent don't get paid. I'm about to get evicted. He needs to see that. He needs to know that I ain't going to use. He needs to know when my truck is down and I ain't got no money. He needs to know that me and my wife are unhappy. He needs to know all those things. Some people don't want them people to know. They just want to talk about this. No. But you need to know my experience and how I use this program to get through to the other side. So when the shit hit the fan in his household, he can do the same. And, like, you know, he's been a wonderful, because he's married too. He has children and everything, and he's been a great support. Like, I was depressed this summer. I ain't worked in 2 years. I used to think it was their fault. It was my fault. I used to hold on resentment, right? You know. So this boy enters my life and he helps me work on some responsibility, like take hold of my shit. Because I'm telling him to take hold of his stuff. So now I got to do it too. Being a sponsor means that I got to live a certain, I got to do it too. You know, like remember them people used to tell you what to do and they ain't do it? Remember them guys in the corner, them girls, you need to do that. And they ain't doing it. Well, in this game, we got to do it when we sponsor people. When we sponsor people, it's a responsibility because you got another human being. See, some of us don't want to get too, no, but we are responsible because they rely on us. They rely on us. I read in the book, we are like their father, their mother. We are like their sister. We sometimes are like their lover, giving them not that intimate love, but that love that they never felt before. We are the first person maybe they might tell the truth to. I'm talking about the real truth, right, girl? The real stuff. Not that superficial stuff they did in treatment or that superficial stuff they said at the meeting, but that, you know, when you, but I asked, well, look, he shared real powerful, and then he came to me and told me the truth. Okay. Bill G, this is what really happened. I said, all right. That intimate stuff where we talk about them, that stuff that really makes us want to use, like how we got beat when we were young or we were abandoned and how it felt. That intimate stuff. They ain't got nothing to do with using. That real hit shit. And so we have a great responsibility when someone says, will you help me? Because that's all really it's about. Will you help me? I remember he said to me, I want what you got. I said, shit, I ain't got shit. What you got? You got more than I got. Every day he pull out a big wad of money. I'm sitting there going, damn. I said, I want what you got. So I was depressed and God decided God decides, I'm going to put this dude in your life. He needs some help. He needs some guidance. And I said, no. And God said, yeah. And I said, no. And God said, oh, yeah. He going to get you out that bed. He going to make you quit thinking about hurting yourself, hurting everybody. He going to quit making you think about acting out. He going to make you get back to the program, not God's numbers. And the 12 steps, the spiritual principles. And he did that. He does it every day. I hate when the sponsees say the same shit you say. You say some crazy shit. I'm sitting in the room. I'm on my couch with my flip-flops. He say, oh, man. Hit me up with some old shit. I done clever shit. I done gave him. I'm like, man, go ahead, man. You know, when that happened, it's powerful. He said, I'm going to tell you what you told me. And I said, shut up. Quit a lie. Let me swear. I don't want to hear that shit. I think that we are not bosses, we are not financial advisors, but at some point we become real intimate with people's lives. This is the boundary that we must check ourselves with. We are not Jesus Christ, excuse the expression, Allah, or any God you believe in, or any God that I may believe in. We are not God. We are just the facilitators of a program. We give them good early direction. Back in the day, suggestion was not the word. You better do it. Today we suggest. But back in the day, you got clean up in this joint. Man, they be having that book. Today, boy, you hear one of them people, they act like they child and youth, they going to call somebody on you. My sponsor told me. I'm that type of sponsor that sometimes I'll catch you at the meeting and really blow your bubble. Because I like my sponsor to blow my bubble. So, you know, we have a great responsibility. It's a gift. It's a gift from God, from this program, to be able to tell someone and share with someone what's going on and how this program might work for them. Because we got to also remember that a sponsor, did you do that? Okay, well, damn, I'm all done already. I'm messed up. I'm hurt now. Someone help me. Call my sponsor, huh? I've been calling him for the last week or two. He ain't called me back. What's wrong? But anyway, what I really want to say is that sponsorship is a very important process in this program. It's very important. If you get a chance to be one, don't take it lightly. Understand that if you have a godly understanding, most of us probably do in this room, that God puts you in that position. That's a God thing, not you thing. So sometimes when I do step work, I have to step back out. We pray before we do step work. You know, I always ask God to help me understand. What also happens is in that relationship is that they help us grow. They help us mature in our ideas and our thoughts of what this program is really about. They give us direction also. If you have a good relationship with your sponsee, it should be a two-way street, not a one-way street. You ain't the big hoobah. Shit, I've been crying for the last 2 years. My sponsor in the last year or so been helping me get through the day. Because I don't want to get through the day. He'd be like, man, take that finger out your mouth, stuck it in your butt, and you get busy. What I want to say is thank you for allowing me to share. I hope I gave you something. I hope God has, come in here and pushed it out there for you. If you get a chance to be one. Don't take it lightly. But watch the boundary issues. Watch how close you get. Watch how much you reveal at times. But if you feel comfortable, reveal it all. Because God gave you a shot to reveal it all. Today, we don't have to be ashamed of who we are and what we are. Thank you for letting me share my name.